Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I'm your host, Coco Swanson. I'm really happy you're here. First things first, if you are liking this podcast, this show, share it and review it. It's ready to take off more and land in lives of people that are interested in how astrology can be embodied on a day-to-day way to create change in your lives and ultimately to empower us to create change, the change we're meant to, that's our purpose here on planet Earth. I find astrology just riddled with signs on where to focus the practices that I've been cultivating for my 30 plus years of my career of esoteric practices, contemplative practices, energy healing, earth-based spirituality. And astrology creates the map. Like, where do we need to focus? In what way to create the maximum return on our efforts? So, this said, welcome. This show's for you. So please dialogue with me if you're curious about something, if I can explain it in a way that's more clear, if you want me to expand on any of the practices. Also in the newsletter, I include a little extra tip or meditation. So if you're craving a meditation, I can make one for you and send it out in the newsletter, because this is still in a grassroots beginning. And so in that phase, I can be more interactive with you as an audience member. So please take advantage of that, because I'm here for you. Okay, so this week we have Mercury stationing retrograde, November 10th through 30th. Mercury is a planet that represents how we think, how we communicate. So it's how we take information in. It goes through our mechanism, our bias, our perception, our individual perception. And then that's what we communicate based on our individual perception. What I like about anything moving retrograde is we get a chance to revisit, in this case, how we're perceiving the world, how we're communicating in the world. So we match make the planet with the sign that it's in. And then if I had your chart in front of me, I'd also be looking at how that impacts your specific chart. We can have a lot known without that bit, because it's how the sky is currently influencing all of our charts. So Mercury, and then I'm going to have bring in Mars, because Mercury and Mars are both in Sagittarius, and they'll join together in which it's called a conjunction. And that happens on November 12th to 13th, depending on where you're at. But the November 12th to 13th window is when Mercury, that's just stationed retrograde, meaning revisiting, re-looking at, it's pointing the arrow inwards to look in, and it's conjunct, it's coming right next to Mars, that's all about action, and Mars is in a forward motion. So right away we can know, even not even knowing what sign they're in, which is Sagittarius, you know, but if we didn't know that and we saw Mercury touching Mars, Mercury going backwards, retrograde, Mars direct, we'd know that there is a little friction that week. So what happens if Mercury is retrograde, conjunct Mars direct in Sagittarius? Let's talk about Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a very fun sign. It's a great adventure. Has a love of learning, of philosophy. It's really straightforward. It's a mutable fire sign, so it can shape shift depending on the environment it's in. And it's willing to challenge assumptions. It's big ideas, truth seeking. It's sweeping big truths. It's the adventure. So think we have Mars, a planet of action, in a sign that loves action, that loves fire, that loves, it's a passion following sign that changes. Sagittarius, mutable fire, changeable passion. That's another way of describing that. So think of Mars in action with changeable passion. That's really fun. We have Mercury also in Sagittarius, but it's moving backwards. It's retrograde. So it appears to be moving backwards astrologically. When I say retrograde, the planet's actually still moving forward. It just looks like it's moving backwards. That really impacts us down on planet Earth. So Mercury moving backwards in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the little glyph for it, the sign for it, is an arrow. Well, when Sagittarius is going retrograde in Mercury, the arrow goes in. So if in its glory, it's great at with adventure, with big truths, with big learnings of philosophy, it might skip some of the details. So I suggest that when Mercury is retrograde at this bit, it's retrograde in Sagittarius until the 20th of November, and then it will move back into Scorpio. It changes direction and changes direct on the 30th, but it won't be back in Sagittarius until the 12th of December. So right now, between now and Mercury stations retrograde tomorrow on the 10th. So between now and really the 12th onward, it's first looking at Sagittarius themes inwardly, then Scorpio, which is that'd be a different show. So I'm just going to cover the Sagittarius to keep it really simple. So between now and the 20th, look for areas. This is practice number one. Practice number one, always based in observation. So where is the fire right now? In what ways is your passions, your direction that your passion's in, what ways is that changing right now? Let it change. If you've been listening for a while, you know that we are in a large era change right now, with the big outer planets going back and forth over the beginning, the end of different zodiac signs. We're in an era shift, and we want the freedom to change during an era shift. Your passion, what if your passion and your heart's desire is your soul's compass? And the truer we are to that soul's compass, the more we level up in this journey, the more we align with our heart's desire, the more that falls into place. However, during this time where Septune, which I've started calling Saturn and Neptune right now, they're backwards in Pisces, and we've got Uranus retrograde, we'll have Jupiter soon retrograde. There's a lot of backwards motion. And so right now, to take the pulse first on your passion and the ways in which it's changing, let it change. Yet right now, dotting I's and crossing T's, that will be practice number two. So I'll explain that a little more. Let me just look over my notes. Yeah, so when Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, we want to look at the shadow of Sagittarius. So that's ways in which you felt impatient or overconfident or on a soapbox, or ways in which beliefs that you have. Sagittarius is about big beliefs, governing principles, philosophy, religion. So revisiting your beliefs is really imperative right now, because you want to allow things to change with Mercury retrograde, arrange and rearrange, and let your passions also change. And so we can steer the ship, allowing your passions to be it's on the forefront. However, perhaps now not acting on everything, letting things brew as opposed to just full forward, bold, Sagittarius-like action. Okay, so which beliefs are you ready to act on? And as you observe with practice number one, I suggest is observation. It's how are your passions changing right now? And in this larger season, where are you, like, how are you changing? I'm curious about how you're changing. I'm changing. Things that I was valuing, I'm not as much anymore. As I allow my heart to be really clear in each moment about what it loves, what I'm authentically, passionately, like, awake for in my life right now, that's changing. And so let this be a week of taking the pulse of that, of your passion and your changing beliefs. That's number one. The more we bring that into conversation and the more we bring it into journaling, the more it comes up and the more of substance we're working with at an energetic level. Secondarily, when Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, you know, between the 10th and the 20th, really in this window, this is a great time to pause. To pause before acting. I bring the arrow back in. So we want to be in our passion. That's like one of the main purposes, I believe, that we're in a body here, is to come into our authentic heart's desire and to build that into our world in service. Okay, that said, passion, that think of Mars. Mars is a planet that wants to go. Then we think of Sagittarius. It's also a fire sign, like a quick go. Well, right now, notice that impetus to act. Then the power move right now is, what details am I missing? What am I overlooking? In which way could I shift my perception to align with my authentic heart's desire even more? We press pause. And then we honor the minutia, because that's Sagittarius's, that's not Sagittarius's easy spot. So we redo, we relook, we make a list, we check it twice. We look at what we might be missing. If we stop, how can we help our passions come to life in a more fortified way with stopping and assessing? So it's in those specific areas that you're extra passionate about and extra bold, that I suggest is that those are the areas that could benefit from the most pause right now, that come mid-December will have more of a forward momentum with Mercury. And then we've got, what's fun is come later November, we have the sun moving into Sagittarius. So there'll be a real shift into Sagittarius. So to get, it's jazz hands. Sagittarius like shows up and brings a party. What brings your jazz hands out? The woo-woo-woo, a little bit of a party for you. What's your passion? Right now, that's something to explore. And practice number three, I suggest, in Sagittarius time, where Mars is in Sagittarius forward, Mercury is retrograde, is that you exaggerate. So after you're focused on the minutia, we do a what if dance. And this, if you're on Apple Podcasts, you won't get as fantastic of details, because now what I'm starting is a slow motion dance, so I don't mess with the cameras. because they'll start shaking if I dance too big. But the dance is, what if best case scenario? What if things end way better than I could ever imagine? And I dance that as if it's already true. I dance it and I yes it out, because in this yes, 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 I might say, show me more to my own imagination. Like, what gets me super stoked right now? What if? And then I imagine the coolest solutions to any problem in my life or the world. Yes, 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 yes. I be in my passion through dance moves exaggerated. I show up exaggeratively exuberant on film in service because I ham it up, because I know that when I exaggerate something, there might be more contagious nature within it. And if I'm feeling something wonderful, I want to spread it through my whole system. I want to move it through my dreams. I want to let it overflow till it pours into your world. So right now, the suggested what if best case scenario dance party is that I dance. No music is playing right now, by the way. I'm just dancing. Yes, yes, yes. Until I feel fabulous. I fake it till I make it. Sometimes I have to dance more. Sometimes I have to cry in order to be able to access the dance that says, what if this situation, whatever that situation is, ends up in a way that causes my heart to light on fire with love and joy and passion. And then I dance that out. Pew, 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 pew. What if? And from that point, I imagine best case scenarios. Because I want to be invoking my imagination when my physiology is so lit up with the possibility of potential outcomes that feel so good, that cause my heart to sing. And that's when I want to re-engage in analyzing and even looking at the minutiae as Mercury is retrograde. Yeah? So with Sagittarius, it's all about our passion, our beliefs, our life's learning that can change. It's changeable passion with Mars. And then not too far after, in a couple weeks, we've got the Sun in Sagittarius. It's follow that, but with Mercury retrograde, revisit all the minutiae so you're not looking over details. And so as the passion starts to snowball, things are taken care of. So it's a gift. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, thanks for sharing. Thanks for giving us feedback. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love.